This call is being recorded.
Just continue now to focus on your chakra centers. See them all in alignment. Just feel the light moving through each chakra. Moving up from the bottom, the three lower chakras, red, orange, and yellow. Then the fourth chakra, deep blue, green. And then the three above, sky blue, purple, and gold, violet, or silver at the crown chakra. All seven chakras in perfect alignment. And then be aware of that high heart center, which has more and more come online. See that as a beautiful magenta color. And then make the connection between your high heart center and your sixth chakra. By making an energetic connection, send energy from your high heart center to your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, and then back down around, forming a vortex of energy. And then feel your consciousness moving into that vortex of energy. And then actually looking out through your third eye, as if you were in the middle of your forehead now, looking out through that window, that doorway, the eye, looking out through it, and then moving out through it. And moving into your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body, and beginning to ascend in your Merkaba, rising higher and higher. Feel the motion, feel the movement as you rise up through the roof of your building, up into the sky, higher and higher, till you've moved to a point high above the Earth's atmosphere. And then once there, become aware of all of the many millions of ships that surround the planet from all different heights, all around the planet. Then be aware of the planets themselves in the solar system. And then on past the planets through our solar sun out to our galaxy. All of the solar systems in the galaxy. And all of the central suns of all of the solar systems. And then the central sun of the galaxy. And then through that central sun to all of the other galaxies, and all of the central suns of those galaxies. And finally coming to the central sun of the universe. And if you can, visualize the central sun of the universe and then all of the other central suns of all of the galaxies. All of the central suns within the solar systems of all of the galaxies. And you're literally looking at millions, if not billions, of central suns. It can become quite mind-boggling if you try to understand it from a three-dimensional point of view. Allow yourself to just let your mind drift to the possibility of all of these central suns, all of these millions and billions of galaxies. Now, see a light, feel a light, know a light emanating from the central sun of the universe and shooting down through all of those central suns of all of the galaxies, all of the central suns of the solar systems within each galaxy. And just see that light moving throughout. A pulse of light, a beam of energy coming from the source, the central sun of all of the universe, and shooting down, 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 finally through our central sun of this of this solar system, through all of the planets of the solar system. Mars, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, all of the planets, and finally down to Earth. That beam of energy shooting down and coming to the surface of the planet, and a wave of energy moving across the planet. Wave of light, of love, of consciousness, of oneness. Changing everything in its path. And as this is happening, be aware of the light not only coming from above, moving toward the surface, but light coming from below as well, from beneath the earth, from hollow earth, inner earth. Light coming up and compressing on the surface of the planet. All of whatever darkness would be left, compressing that darkness and illuminating that darkness, and in some cases even changing the darkness to light. Compressing, compressing, and then once it has all been compressed, a final breakthrough happens. Well, there is no more darkness. There is only light now. So see across the entire planet now, only light. Only feelings of love, of oneness, of higher consciousness. And all beings on the planet, finding that love, feeling that love. And now see those from above, those called the galactics, coming down and greeting the people of the earth on the surface of the planet. See them shaking hands, hugging, greeting each other. And sometimes even in languages, telepathic, that you begin to understand, you even know, because you begin to remember those languages. Becomes familiar to you. And then those from below the earth as well, coming up, emerging from their secret places, coming up and also greeting the surface, the people on the surface, all of you. see the joy, the love expressed throughout all of the planet now, all of the people from both above and below, all joining together with those on the surface, a reuniting of families, long lost friends, loved ones. This ensuing celebration or celebrations that commence. Think of your 4th of July and expand on it many thousands of times over, what that could be like. With fireworks, of which the kind you've never seen before. Not in literal terms, fireworks, but the fire within, expanding outward. Those flames within each and every one, expanding out. Coming together as one across the planet. Let yourselves now feel that, experience that for just a bit, a few moments. Feel the love. Feel the expression of the oneness. Now let yourselves begin to drift back, come back towards your body, coming back in your Merkaba, your light body, back towards your physical body, merging with your physical body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am a Dhamma. I have not spoken through this one for some time, but as others have said now, it is time. It is time to bring to you the next part of your journey, the next understanding of where you are going here and what is happening. You hear from many of those that you call the Galactics, that we also call the Galactics. But you have not heard from us, from deep down within the earth, that of inner earth or hollow earth. And we are here and have been, yes, watching for some time, watching the experiences on the planet, those things which you all are going through, and understanding somewhat what you are experiencing, but the vibrations of change that are moving across the planet now are something that we have been anticipating for quite some time. For we knew at some point this would begin. Just as we went through a similar type of experience some time ago, where the vibrations increased for us. Not to the point that you have gone from a three-dimensional consciousness to a fifth dimensional, as we started more in a fourth dimensional basis and moved into fifth dimensional consciousness. So for you to move all the way from a three-dimensional illusion to a fifth dimensional understanding is quite a feat. And we have been watching and waiting for those moments that are very close now, where we can once again emerge from our, what you would call a sanctuary, deep within the earth. I myself hail from that which is Talos, the city within Mount Shasta. And from time to time, we do come to the surface and mix in with those of you. And sometimes you do not even know that we're there. Do not even know that we are from below the surface. But we are here, and we are preparing to open up many of the entrances to our hallowed ground. But of course, we, as those from above, also have to wait until we are no longer interfering in your affairs, where it would not be considered that. Would not be considered an interference, it would be considered a helpfulness. We are here to continue to reach out to you in every opportunity that we have, as we have been doing whenever we can. To share with you, to share, to help you to work with these vibrations as they continue to increase. And increase they are, more and more, and all of you are feeling this intense energy that is moving across the planet now, awakening many, many from their long slumber. Just as you awakened either shortly or some time ago. And many are preparing now to become awakened, where their so-called alarm clocks are about to go off. And there are many even beyond that that do not have that wake-up call, but will rely on you, those of you, to assist and help in the awakening process. And for many of you, that is part of your mission now, in the moment now, is to continue to help those who are ready to awaken, just as you did or have. Let yourselves now Continue to embrace the light. Feel the light. Share the light as it continues to come in with these wave after wave after wave, as you have been experiencing. And a much more powerful wave of energy, of higher vibration, is about to befall you here. So as it comes in, let it move through you. And as it does, feel the higher vibration within it, the higher consciousness within it. And let it take you upward. But always remember to continue to keep yourself grounded here. Ground with the earth. Feel the earth. Feel her beneath your feet. Go barefoot more often. Feel the energy from her. For we are her, and she is us. We are one with the planet. Allow her to continue to sustain you, to continue to raise you up as you raise up more and more to meet those of us as well as those from above. And the many ascended masters who stand ready to assist even more and more as the energies, the vibrations continue to rise to allow them to do so with you. I am Adama. I leave you now knowing that our time of reunion is drawing closer and closer. And many of you have been here with us before, deep within the earth. And many will be returning to us, even as we come forward and return to you. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma. Om Ma. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and Shoshana standing by to assist in your many questions. Because always understand, if you do not ask your questions, then you will not receive the answers you are looking for. So when you have these opportunities, not that you cannot ask within yourself, and we encourage you to ask within yourself and look for those answers within, because they are all there. You already have all of the answers that you are looking for. But if you do not feel that you can come to the understanding from your higher self yet, then that is what we are here for, to help to assist you in reaching to your higher self. And that is what this is all about. Okay? Would there be any questions here from those of you?
Oh, no, what? Is there anyone to do? Moses, what is your question?
We do not understand what is coming forward here. Is there a question?
Yes, I have a question. This is Peter.
Yes.
I see my current malady as an opportunity. And it's a multidimensional opportunity. On one hand, I believe, and I have the knowing and truth, that what is going on, what is occurring, is that my body is catching up, is releasing things so that it can catch up with my consciousness. That's one dimension. You can address that. The other dimension is why is that I'm being given or told that there's something else that I need to do, which dissuaded me from going to the crater. Can you address that?
What we can tell you, dear brother, is there are reasons for everything. There are always those things that come upon you that you may not understand within the moment. But if you look at it again, always from the larger picture, then you can begin to see a pattern that has developed here. And what you are going through yourself is part of that pattern that you are expressing, or we will say releasing here from your body, from your consciousness. It is all a part of a process. Now, to understand why it is happening now in this moment, because you are experiencing the various changes that you are going through, and it is keeping you from doing something that you were at this point not meant to do. We can only say it in that respect. Not that you are not a part of this expression, this expedition. You certainly are, and you contributed greatly up to this point. But as you are coming to an understanding of something more, it is not something more so much that you would do right now in this very moment to preclude you from going, but it is something that is developing within you that you are moving toward, if that makes any sense. And we think Shoshana has something that she might be able to illuminate even more here, does she not?
Dear brother, may we share our perspective with you?
Absolutely.
Have you heard of the bitter pill?
Yes.
Human beings often say we must swallow a bitter pill. And in the process of swallowing the bitter pill, you will feel better. That is often something human beings refer to, and what you are doing is swallowing a bitter pill. What you are doing, dear brother, is what you are meant to do. It is not about whether you have been dissuaded from going on the journey. It is not about the malady that has pursued you. It is about what you must allow to move forward. It is all being orchestrated on your behalf, and often human beings do not realize, but I am not saying that you don't realize this, but often human beings do not realize that, as you have put it many times, everything is divine timing and divine orchestration. Have you not used those words?
Yes, I have.
Do you believe them?
Absolutely.
Then there is no explanation for this other than it is the orchestration that is happening to complete something, to complete a cycle, to complete you, to help you move on your journey, to help others move on their journey. And we must accept in total faith and understanding of the Source Creator that what is put before us is for our own good. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you all. Really appreciate it.
Do we have any further questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes?
Yeah. This is Nisha, and again, this week in the swimming pool, my head was underwater for a while, and then I felt my body start spinning and an acceleration, spinning to the left. And at some point, I got scared. It was not a usual, not a normal feeling. The body spinning, and the spinning feeling getting faster and faster, and I got worried of losing the control, as if one part of me is enjoying the spinning thing and the other part is worried what's going to happen here in this swimming pool. And the only thing I was able to connect to this experience is maybe the Sophie swirling, because I swirl to the left. Except that I have no idea what was this experience, and I'm so curious if any information I receive about it, please. Thank you.
Shoshana, do you wish to share here?
Dear Nisha sister, may we share our perspective with you?
Yes, please. Yes, my love.
My dear sister, will you clarify for us if this experience was actually underwater?
My whole body was underwater and I wasn't breathing. My whole body underwater, no breathing. And I felt the body spinning to the left and then start accelerating the spinning. It feels like I'm somewhere else in the universe and the spinning is getting faster
yes.
and faster.
My dear sister.
Yes.
You must know this by now, that your affinity with the water medium is telling you that you were a water creature, that you at one time swam the ocean, swam the rivers. You were a water creature, and you remember that, and you love to be in this medium, in this water, immersed. And at some point in your understanding, you actually think you can breathe underwater. But I will... is this not so?
That's cool. Really interesting.
So I must tell you that the spinning is your remembrance of what you used to do as a creature in the water. And you are just experiencing this because it was so unbelievably, incredibly wonderful to be in this water. You were just remembering that and the experiences that you had. And this is not the first time.
Yep.
That is what we have for you, my dear sister. Namaste.
Oh, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Very good. Do we have any other further questions here?
I do. This is Gary. I'm one who serves. Hi, Shoshana. I've been speaking in light language, and I believe it's Senzar. And the other night, I keep waking up around 4 to 5, and I'm having these conversations, and I can speak it when I wake up, and it trails off as I completely come awake. However, I was cognizantly aware of the Senzar language in Michael Love's transmission, where it's mathematical, symbology, and musical. So I experimented and did major thirds, three intervals, three times, and I was very accurate. They glyphed out in liquid gold. I could see the glyphs. It was beautiful. And I had never experienced such angelic, beautiful sound come from my voice. It just resonated and had Sophia God's source within it. It was stunning and it was so beautiful. When will we be able to cognizantly speak this language willfully without it being in a subconscious dream state, sleep state? And will the energies that are coming in, I know it's not the event, but on the 21st, will that begin to trigger this knowledge to trigger us in our family and those across the globe that are speaking this so that we are cognizantly aware of what is being said to us and what we're saying?
May we share?
Yes, please.
We apologize, one who serves.
No apology necessary, please.
My dear brother Gary, may we share our perspective with you?
Always. Thank you.
This is a a difficult thing to convey for us. And we will try in every way to be succinct and explain as well as we can the experiences that you are having. First of all, you still have a third dimensional conscious mind that you work with. Is that not so?
You bet.
Well, when we have that third dimensional conscious mind that we still work with, we try so hard to understand these ultra dimensional experiences that we are having, and we must ask for an explanation and try to understand it at a third dimensional conscious knowing, and it is impossible.
Yes.
So what you must understand and what you must accept is that when you go to sleep, your third dimensional conscious mind goes away, and you are able to run and frolic and play and plug in to higher dimensions. And your background over multiple lifetimes has been music. And music is the language of the spheres. Music is how angels communicate. Music is how the gods communicate. It is at the highest level, and we cannot even call this a language. We cannot call it a language. And when you say that you reached perfect thirds, many do not understand this. We understand this. But we will tell you that is because you are perfecting speaking to God's source. You are perfecting speaking to ancient awakened beings when your third dimensional conscious mind is set aside. What we would ask you to do is allow for this without analyzing it. Allow for your body, your light body, to absorb this experience, as it will be very useful in the future. And it is not so useful in this moment now, but you are being prepared.
Yes.
Do you understand this?
I do, and it's so beautiful. And I'm just letting it be and enjoying it. Thank you.
You are so welcome, brother, and please understand we are speaking to you as it is being given to us. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
What we would add here is that it is not only this one that is either experiencing or going to experience this. It is going to be a phenomenon, you might say, that is going to happen more and more and more to many, many more people. Not so much always in terms of music, because you may not have that particular background at this time. But as Shoshana has succinctly shared, this cannot be understood from a three-dimensional type of understanding. You cannot get it, you might say. But you can get it when you let yourself go and allow your consciousness to soar, to expand. And when your consciousness expands, and it will do it just on its own, it is not something that you fabricate. You cannot fabricate this. Yes, there are those that use various drugs and this type of thing to expand their consciousness. But you are expanding your consciousness each and every moment of your days here as you continue to allow the light to come in more and more. And the light itself, vibration, will expand your consciousness and continue to do so. And as this continues to happen, this type of language, this light language that is being spoken of here, will become more and more, we will not say understood, but you will get it.
Absorb.
You will absorb it. Very good word. Yes, you will absorb it. And it will become more and more happen, what is the word here?
Commonplace,
yes, for you to understand it as you continue to raise your vibrations in this new golden age that is fast coming upon you.
Oh, what a journey.
Oh, yes. What a wonderful journey. Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, this is Karen. I've been aware for quite a while of changes happening in my nervous system, and it's not always very comfortable. Can you tell me what is happening with our nervous systems and the role it plays in our ascension? And also the old, viruses and pathogens that live in the nervous system, like the stealth viruses, like shingles and Epstein-Barr, all these cytomegalotype superviruses, how they affect the nervous system. And it seems like my body's trying to release it, and somehow the nervous system and the light that's coming in. Can you explain that?
What we can tell you is as your consciousness continues to rise, as the vibrations continue to increase. And again, remember, it is all about vibration and consciousness. And as this continues to increase and continues to move into the light continues to move into your central nervous system and continues to be a part of it, or you reverberate with this light. It feels right more and more, and your central nervous system can handle it and accept it. As this continues to happen, then all of the various maladies that you speak of will go away. They will not be a part of you anymore. They cannot, these particular three-dimensional maladies cannot exist in a light-infused environment, you see? So as the light-infused environment continues to increase, then the maladies go away along with it. So there is no concern here. Just continue to bring the light in, continue to be at higher consciousness, higher vibration as much as you can, ground yourself, find yourself in nature wherever you can, and continue to see the beauty, feel the beauty all around you, rather than the ugliness. If you think about the ugliness, you will attract the ugliness, you see? So think about the beauty, experience the beauty, know the beauty, and you will attract that to you. And as you continue to do this, your vibrations increase and your consciousness increases. And as your vibration and consciousness increase, the light coming in continues to move into your central nervous system and continues to alter your central nervous system, alter the very cells within your body, alter the DNA within your body. And that will continue on and on and on. You see how it works? Shoshana, anything to add here?
Yes. My dear sister Karen, may we share our perspective with you?
Of course, yes.
We must ask you, we must inquire on one piece of information that we must have to give you an answer that may be meaningful to you. And that is this painful for you?
Yes,
we perceive pain. Our understanding of pain in the human body is resistance. So the change in the central nervous system, the cellular levels, the organs, the physical, is the changes that occur that are resisted will be painful. So what we will ask you to do, because we are picking up this pain, is that you do your best to let go and not resist changes. We also suggest, and this is difficult for most humans, that you begin to let go of your understanding of viruses and things that are not good for us that are contained or that are given off by your nervous system, because you are reinforcing that idea rather than reinforcing the idea of perfection and light. So we must ask you to work at this and remember that pain is an indication of our resistance to change. Namaste.
Thank you.
Good answer.
Yes.
Wonderful. Would there be any other questions here before we release Chana?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, please. I have a question.
Oh. This is Claudia. During a recent meditation when I was lying on the couch, all of a sudden this huge bird came down and laid upon me with like slightly spread wings and covered me like from my knees to my head. And right after that, it flew up, but I was the bird. And it flew up into the heavens, up, up, up. And I was looking out of the eyes, seeing my beak in the front, big beak. And I was looking, you know, through the eyes, and there was no thoughts. It was just total awareness. And we went up, 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 up into the cosmos and towards the huge white light and flew right into the light. We're engulfed in it, and I woke up. And the color of the bird was golden green, which is how Shiva appears to me, and I see him. It's not often. Okay. And I just would like to know what was the meaning of that.
Yes, first of all, we would ask that those on the phone, please mute your phones if you are not speaking directly here.
Is it appropriate?
Yes, please, Shoshana, please answer.
Claudia, yes. Our sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
We find that you know the meaning to this. We find that your question is more to get a confirmation of your experience. Is this so?
Yes. Well,
yes.
I know the meaning as my brain allows me to wrap my thoughts around it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, what we can tell you, it does not matter that we have a percentage on this. It does not matter that we put a sum on it as 100%, 90%. These are all third dimensional thoughts. What we will tell you is that we want so badly to tell you the meaning of this, and we will, but we also want you to know that you are coming into full goddess understanding. And we must tell you that you are experiencing oneness. That when you can become the creature that is taking you, taking your mind, taking your heart, taking your soul up into the clouds, and you become that, that is awareness of oneness. You must understand you are beginning to allow for, and actually we see that you have done this for many times, you are allowing for the experience of oneness to occur. And the idea that this incredible creature was gold and green, and that is the way Shiva appears to you, we will tell you that Shiva appeared to you and became you, and that this bird was Shiva, because Shiva can become anything. It does not have to stay in its present form. It can morph, and you became that. You became one with that essence. you must cherish this experience and realize the gift that it is. And realize your consciousness is soaring into the clouds as one. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Very good.
Sometimes I have the feeling that he is my higher self. Is he?
Do you not know the answer to this? Do you not know, goddess? You cannot ask us that.
Right.
You must allow for it.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Wonderfully said. And is there any further question?
Yes.
Something to say.
Hello, hello.
We take one more
Catherine.
Question and then we release Adam.
Which
one?
Lorelei or who else? Who else?
Catherine.
Right. Okay.
Or Christine.
Let Catherine go. I'll go another time.
Mm-hmm. Hello, one who serves, and Shoshana. Thank you so much for being here. Service. In speaking of white language, it occurred to me that I have occasionally, and most of my life in the background, have spoken a language that didn't make any sense to me, but it came from within. Is this a light language? And I know and have a sense now in this moment that it might be, and that it comes from some place that I do not understand or comprehend at this moment. Can you comment, please?
Yes, as has been already said, it is not something you need to understand. You just need to be it. Just allow it to be, and it will come to you more and more, and you will never understand it from your three-dimensional consciousness, as Shoshana has said. You must just allow it to be, and as your vibrations and consciousness continue to increase, you will not need to understand it. You will just need to be it and allow it. And that is what we say here. Shoshana, anything here?
My dear sister, what we find in you is a special thing. You are a special being, as all are special, but you are odd. And not meaning odd in a bad sense, but you are really on the fringe. You are different from most here on this planet Gaia. Is that not true?
No shit.
But we must tell you, our sister, if we could share our perspective with you and with all that are experiencing these odd things, is that you are simply being prepared. And that which is being given to you will be useful at some point. It will be so useful. You may be even speaking to ETs in this language at some point. What you must do is allow to absorb, as we have been, as one who serves, and Shoshana has given to you, absorb this, allow for it, and you will find out eventually how it will be used. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. We are going to release channel here, and before we do, we just wish to share the, as this journey continues, not only those that are going down to their expedition in Mexico, but also to all of you that are on your continuing journey. There is so much that is happening within each and every one of you. You yet do not understand all of the ramifications as these things continue to happen, as you continue to be prepared, as the energies continue to come in, as the light continues to anchor within you. This is changing your very bodies, your even your physical bodies are beginning to alter and change. And the energies, as they continue to come in, are affecting you and will continue to affect you for some time. But you are, as Sananda has said many times, you are acclimating to these energies more and more. So allow them to come in. Don't try to understand them. Just be the energies as they come in. Be the light, be the love, be the consciousness, be the one. And as you continue to do this, and to those of you that are going on this expedition, just allow for the energies, allow for everything that happens while you are there to just happen. Do not try to understand it, just let it be the entire time. Sing your song when you can, let it be, and come together as one as you do it, as well as the other activities that are planned. Not that the James knows the activities yet, and even some of the others do have an inclination maybe, but they do not yet know either what the activities are planned here. But we will share that more and more as you are down there. So to everyone else, send light to them as they make their journey down there, because much depends on the success of this journey, of this part of the journey. Much depends as to what can develop across the entire planet as consciousness will increase as a result of what can happen here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Shoshana can add here if she wants at the end, or we just leave.
My dear brothers and sisters, when I am given an opportunity to speak, I will take it. I must say how proud the beings of light, Prime Creator, Source, the angels on high are of you all. There is so much beauty and love and light and compassion in your hearts that you light up the galaxies. Namaste.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you.
So all of you going on the expedition, I hope you're not, you know, feeling any pressure or anything after that last statement by one who serves.
Not at all.
But anyway, yeah, so everybody, we need to get behind our brothers and sisters that are going there. And, yeah, you have a very important mission ahead of you. And so our thoughts and our prayers will be with you.
Thank you.
Is this Melinda? Melinda.
It's Melinda.
Do people out there want to do another Raise the Vibration night like we did before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you guys think would be a good night to do that? Or day or whatever. I mean,
Lorelei, can you email, you know, on Meetup and ask those to join you and arrange for that? I was hoping, I was thinking about that, and I was hoping that you would jump in again. So can you do that?
Yeah, my energy's been a little lower than normal, so, but yes, I will do that. What night do you think, though, would be good pertaining to what they're up to? Maybe Friday night?
Thursday night. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, wait a minute.
Wednesday
night would be the best.
Wednesday night
to start it all off.
Okay, all right, okay, let me think, Wednesday night, okay. Okay, let me get the people through the through the line, okay?
Okay, Marilu.
All righty, wonderful.
Hey.
Okay.
Marilu?
Yes.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to be sure to be put on the list so that I can join in on that call.
Hey, Lorelei, don't forget Marilu, okay?
Okay. Just everybody, we might do it exactly the same as we did before without a lot, only because I don't have a lot of time and energy to make changes. So I might go with the exact same